In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, playing this song on my show on Friday afternoon, well, it was Friday morning at the time, but this goes back to my days on B97. And when I started doing this show on WWL, somebody called and said, hey, why don't you play Friday on My Mind again? You used to do that when you're on B97, and I had forgotten about that. So that tradition continues along with many other traditions. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday. I'm glad you're with us. We've got a lot of calls to get to. We'll get to those here in just a moment. Remember, you can meet Saints legend Deuce McAllister, who's really a great guy, and the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, who's also a great guy. Today, fans in the Pro live from Rouse's Market on Ferret Street uptown, and there'll be a lot of activity there with the Tulane North Texas game starting at 7 o'clock this evening, and those guys start right after our show, just about an hour from now, just after 4 o'clock. So the National Guard will be coming to New Orleans before Christmas, according to our governor, Jeff Landry. I don't have a problem with that. You know, they've been here before. They've helped out. You know, that's okay. I want to mention this because I find it interesting. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was in a hurry to build up the number of ICE agents that she had. Because, you know, Stephen Miller, who is part of the president's brain, Stephen Miller, you know, had these quotas, and he was just very rambunctious about going out there and meeting every single quota. Not necessarily getting the right people, but just making sure that we meet the quotas of getting certain people out of this country, because Stephen Miller doesn't like anybody who doesn't look like him. And fortunately, there are a lot of people who don't look like him because I don't even know how to describe him. Just looks really, really weird. But that's not why I have problems with him. I have problems with his mentality and his attitude. You know, we've had many conservatives and many Republicans call this show and talk about how they feel the way I do, which is, you know, it's one thing to get illegal people out of this country, but to do it the way it's being done now is not necessary. And to try to scare kids, I mean, that makes you really look tough, right? You know, when you're trying to scare young women or trying to scare kids, and it just, I don't know. It's something that I guess they think is the right thing to do, but I don't like the way it looks. But anyway, the goal was to hire 10,000 new deportation officers by the end of the year. So they had to sort of loosen the standards to get people in. And one department official said, we have people failing open book tests. Remember open book tests where you could just, you know, open the book, you could take the test with the book right next to you? There are people failing open book tests, so they have people that can barely read or write English, according to this report. And they are part of the Catahoula Crunch crowd. And we got a report at the end of last hour that ICE is at Schneckenberger School in Kenner greeting the children as they come out. So I don't know, maybe we'll get a report from that later this afternoon. Ian, Ian's on the phone. We just heard in the news about, you know, we've known about soft shell crabs forever. Soft shell shrimp? I mean, it sounds really innovative, but I don't do soft shell crabs. I mean, if you love them, I know they're a delicacy. And I know so many of you love soft shell crabs, and that's fine. I just don't want to eat all the junk. And I know some of the junk is cleaned out, but I don't want to eat everything. I just want to eat the crab meat. And I love crabs, but I'm not into soft shell crabs. Soft shell shrimp, no. I mean, I do what I can to pick the vein out, you know, the black vein, because that's full of the shrimp poo-poo. And I try to pull that out. I know it's been boiled and it's clean, but I still know what it is. And I'd rather not eat it. And I love when I get shrimp where that's already been removed. But Ian, would you be into soft shell shrimp?
This reminds me of the time that KFC rolled out a chicken sandwich where the bread was just more chicken. We don't need this. Stop doing that. Yeah. Nobody wants soft. I respect Ian McNulty. Nothing but respect and love for that man. Stop. Stop trying to sell me on soft shell shrimp. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. And look, part of the, I guess some people don't get it, but unless you think about it, part of eating shrimp is sitting there and peeling the shrimp while you're conversing with people. Part of the joy of eating crawfish and crabs is the social environment in which you're eating them, and you're relaxing and you're having conversations and you're sipping a beverage and you're peeling them. I mean, I don't want something peeled for me. I don't want to eat the whole damn thing. I want to pick out the meat.
You know, if somebody comes on the air and says, hey, there's a new trend where people are enjoying Tic Tacs, but they're also eating the box. We would say, what is wrong with you? Stop this.
Seriously, I know.
Stop this madness.
So if she, I'm sure some people are going to go for it, but this is not something that I would
not
even
me, bro.
Entertain.
That's
no.
Going to be a no from me, dog.
It's a no from me, too. I enjoy peeling the shrimp. I don't like it when they haven't been boiled properly and the shell is sticking to the shrimp. I don't like that. I love when places do it perfectly to where the shell just comes off the shrimp. But yeah, look, if I see the black vein there, which is like the intestines, I'm going to pull that out. Again, I know it's been boiled and sanitized, but I know what it is, so I'd rather pull that out. All right, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Gregory, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Roll wave.
Yeah, man, I mean, I can't wait. I you know, sometimes I don't leave here until 7 o'clock. I'm going to get out of here early, and I'm going to have my butt on the sofa, and I'm going to be just ready to watch this game this evening.
Well, normally I would be at the game, but we couldn't make it this year because I go to all the games. But Robert's Bar was a place I used to go. And let me tell you about Robert's. It's one of the few neighborhood bars still left. You know, there's a couple of them. There's one in Lakeview, the Homedale Inn off of Canal Boulevard. You know, there's a couple on St. Claude. But I'm talking about Robert's. It's just a great, great place to watch Tulane. And it's even a bar that my father went to when he was an undergrad at Tulane back in the 50s. So there's a legacy going on there.
Yeah.
And they have the most wonderful bartender, Miss Deborah. Oh, God, she's just so nice. And they got that back area with the overhang. They got several TVs out there. They still have the ping pong table, and they still have the pool table. The prices are incredible.
Well, she was talking a little while ago. We talked to Tyler,
yeah,
the bartender at Robert's.
Yeah,
in fact,
Tyler,
if you go to Robert's, make sure you say hi to Tyler. She's the bartender.
And Deborah.
Okay, but tell everybody, tell Tyler that you heard her on the show. But she was saying that the Long Island iced tea is $5. That's quite a deal for Long Island iced tea.
That's what I was going to say. The prices there have always been reasonable. If you just want to get like a Jack and Coke, it's like $4.
Wow.
And, back when I was an undergraduate in the 80s, it was still a package liquor store. Even though the sign still says Robert's Bar and Package Liquor, I don't think they sell, you know, packaged liquor anymore. But they don't have to because their drinks are so cheap.
Yeah.
And you really don't want to leave. And you're so close to the game itself and everybody walking through and blah, 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 blah. We used to have to park a couple of blocks up Claiborne from where Robert's and the Frost. And the Frost Top's still there. And I don't care. That Frost Top cheeseburger is still good. I know.
All right. Now, Gregory, I don't know whether you're going to remember this or not, but just to, if you're staring at the Frost Top, if you're on North Claiborne and you're staring at the Frost Top, and there's a standalone brick building, it's a long narrow building on the right, on the left, the left of Frost up there. Is that what used to be Friar Tuck's?
No, that was farther down.
Okay, and I can't figure out where Friar Tuck's used to be.
It was right in the armpit of that. I know exactly what we were talking about. It's a it's one of those go get your license fixed and a pizza joint now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's not both, but that's where Friar Tuck's used to be.
All right. All right.
It's a block going towards downtown instead of going towards.
Okay.
The river.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Friar Tuck's.
Yeah.
Yeah, where did Friar
Tuck's?
When I go
Friar
by
Tuck's
the,
was on Ferret.
Well, Friar Tuck's used to be on North Claiborne.
It was never on Ferret. It was on Claiborne.
Don't you lie to me, brother. It was on Ferret when I went to Loyola. Believe me, I know.
They must have reopened it.
I remember
Ferret.
Walking there. I don't remember walking back.
I was in the Navy. Wait, hold on, Ian.
Oh, come on. Let's get into a vicious debate about this instead of politics. It was on North Claiborne.
No, it was on Ferret.
You idiot!
No,
who do you
idiot.
Think you? You know what? Misinformation.
Fake news.
I'm telling you, they moved when I was in the Navy. I was already haze gray and underway when you idiots were getting drunk. There, you Loyola idiots. I'm
Tulane. We've been insulted. We've been insulted.
Low blow, Gregory. Okay, so wait, no, hang on a sec.
On the map, being Tulane guys. Come on, you
explain it to me like I'm five. It's that place on Claiborne that was like it was a pizza joint for a while next to the Frost Stop, that
right,
weird skinny brick
I'm
building.
That
was the original Friar Tuck's.
And you know, my father was involved a little bit in the foundation of Tuck's, the crew of Tuck's.
So you, did your dad have a
Claiborne, huh?
Did your dad have a drinking problem? He was in all these bars.
Oh, he had a big drinking problem. Hey, I'm talking about all the local bars that I miss.
Yeah.
No, he can handle it.
Well, that's good.
An honorable firefighter for 30 years. And
oh,
yes,
that's
he
great.
He'd like to go to the neighborhood bars, whether it was Drago's, Sid Morris, the Homedale Inn, and even Roberts.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Roberts.
That's cool.
It's still got that little old bar feel.
That's
and
good.
It's so Tulane. You can feel it. You
that's
know,
good.
You can feel it. And everybody there is so friendly. And they got the regular crew that hangs out in the back because they're all smokers, you know.
Yeah.
Weed and cigarettes.
All right.
Anyway. But it's fun.
All right. Well,
fun.
Gregory, I appreciate all that that reminiscing, and appreciate you telling us about Robert's Bar. I love little dive bars. They're awesome, and they have so much character. So let's see. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Janice, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Janice.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, dear school.
Not quite here yet.
Happy birthday to you.
You have a very nice voice, Janice. You have a very, very nice voice. Thank you.
Everyone liked that.
Thank you, Janice. Very nice. Very nice of you.
I'm not Kennedy. I'm not Marilyn Monroe.
I appreciate
but I
that.
Do my best at
were you doing the Marilyn Monroe moves when you're singing that to me?
No, I'm sitting in a chair.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll have to do.
Yeah, you're going to be in the parade Sunday, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope you have a nice time then.
Yeah, okay. I will. I appreciate the call, and I do really well with birthdays because my life just kicks ass. And I mean, look, I've got problems like everybody else, as I always say, but I mean, my life kicks ass. And, you know, I've been doing this for so long that it's just even more fun to do it today. Let's go to Rocco in the French Quarter. Hey, Rocco.
Well, I'm going to tell you where I'm at. I'm coming out the perfume capital of West Wego. I'm smelling myself so much, I want to kiss my aunt. I got Jimmy Choo. I keep spraying. I'm going to get sick.
You're liking yourself because of the perfume from Perfume Headquarters?
I'm 82 years old. I think I'm a movie star when I put that on. I think I'm the diamond white boy in the world. I was a gangster up in the twirl. In 63, they put me away, but I know I came back to stay.
All right, Rocco.
I'm a rapper in the tap. You know, I met the other day in a ballroom in New Orleans.
Who?
The original bassist for the Black Crowes. He's living here right now.
The bass player for the Black Crowes? Really?
Yeah, I got his name in my tongue.
That's interesting. You know, a lot of, it's amazing how many musicians live here.
He had a tragedy in his life. I didn't put that out, but I just say what he told me.
All right, Rocco.
I know everybody. I was a cab driver.
Sven? Is his name Sven?
It could be.
Sven Pippian.
Look, Ian, you meet somebody in a bar. What, you going to remember their name?
No, I'm just going to remember they were the bassist for the Black Crowes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right, Rocco, I appreciate the call. I'm glad you smell good. I like people to call the show who smell good. We've got to get you a break. If you're on hold, hang on. Do you have a comment? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, here is the Molly Ringwald's new Christmas song. It's called Because It's Christmas Time. And look, you know, every Christmas song started out as a brand new Christmas song. There was no history behind it. And like the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, for example. And I'm going to shut up so you can hear the song. But Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, that played on the radio for the first time at one point. But it was new to everybody at the time. This is a song that I'm going to predict is going to stick around. And while it doesn't have memories tied to it yet, starting this year, it should have memories tied to it, and we'll play it again next year. And over time, this is going to become, in my opinion, a Christmas classic. It's the Molly Ringwald's Because It's Christmas Time. Love the harmonies. Guys are awesome. Hey, download this. It's on Spotify where you get your music, Because It's Christmas Time by the Molly Ringwald's. And, you know, just make this the new Christmas song that soon has memories attached to it. And pretty soon you're going to be wanting to hear it every year like those other Christmas classics. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WW.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Well, hey, you know what? We did it. We had a short week last week, and so Monday, you know, it was tough. The Saints lost, but we were facing a long week ahead of us, and it didn't take long for us to get to the weekend. Free-for-all Friday, heading into the weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Saints play the Bucks in the Caesars Superdome this weekend. Also, another big game is the Seahawks and the Falcons. The game is in Atlanta. I just don't think the Falcons win this game. The Seahawks are hot. And I would love to see Rashid Shaheed do really well in that game. There's some conversation about Mike Tomlin, coach of the Steelers. Is he going to still be there at the end of this year? You know, the Steelers have had a couple of disappointing years, and there seems to be more chatter about Mike Tomlin leaving. But then there are those who say, no, he's never going to leave. He's got a good deal there. They love him there. I don't know. I can't help but think that there's got to be some grassroots disappointment in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. And one conversation is that Mike Tomlin goes to Atlanta. Also, a big game this weekend, the Jags in Jacksonville against the Colts. You know, I love the Colts because they haven't won in a while, but I love that the Jags, you know, haven't been there either. And Trevor Lawrence is doing a hell of a job. Another game to look at this weekend, the Bengals and the Bills in Buffalo. You know, Joe Burrow is playing great football now, and the Bengals have been winning recently. All right, let's get back to a couple of phone calls. Let's go to Jackie in New Orleans. Hey, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. Hey, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I worked at Ralph and Catcoos in the French Quarter, and we have soft shell crawfish.
Really?
That melted in your mouth. And how could you not remember that? It was an appetizer.
I don't remember soft shell crawfish. I don't remember eating soft shell crawfish.
It had hollandaise sauce on top. It was served with hollandaise on top. Melted in your mouth. I was in Bay St. Louis last year, and I went into a restaurant, and they had soft shell crawfish, and I ordered it. It was horrible. They kind of deep fried it or something, but that was one of our best appetizers ever at Ralph and Catcoos in the French Quarter. One more thing.
Yes.
Friar Tuck's was on Claiborne. That's where we would go for every LSU Tulane game. You were at Friar Tuck's.
Okay, wait
on
a minute.
Claiborne.
I'm sorry to insert myself here, but I just got off the phone with Gregory, who called to apologize and say that I was correct. Shanahan's was next to Robert's on Claiborne, and Friar Tuck's was always on Ferret Street.
No, I don't think so. I remember going to Friar Tuck's.
It was in the corner. Now, I'm 70 years old. Now, it was in the corner. It was in the corner right there in that little,
I remember that. Now, they might have moved to Ferret.
They must have moved.
They must have moved. But I remember, growing up when I had a fake ID, I was going in Friar Tuck's at 17. I'm not proud of that, but I did it. All right, Jackie.
Well, I was probably 15.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to do that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
All right. I appreciate the call, Jackie, and have a real nice weekend. Let's go to Paul in St. Charles Parish. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Scoot. Shout out to Miss Kim over in St. Rose, as always.
In fact, Miss Kim is on the phone. We're gonna go to her in just a minute.
Awesome. Listen, the lady before me just sparked a memory. When Barecca's used to be on Metairie Road, they had soft-shell crawfish, which were phenomenal. Fried soft-shell crawfish.
Really?
Which were phenomenal. But I've been eating fried soft-shell shrimp for probably 4 years now. There's a shrimper down in Lafitte, and he actually sells them. And you fry them up. I know you're not a fried food fan.
Right.
I'll say that 10 times. But they are spectacular. I mean, it has a unique taste, and they're delicious.
And you eat the whole thing.
Yes, eat the whole thing. Batter it up as you would a regular shrimp or fish fillet, and just eat the whole thing.
All right, but when it comes to crawfish, you know, when I pull the tail off and I look what's in the head, there's a lot of junk in there that I just don't want to eat.
When you fry it up, it's all good.
Well, all right.
You know, when you live here, Scoot, we just do what we do.
Just fry it, you know. It doesn't matter what it is. Just freaking fry it. All right.
Fry it. Worry about it later. Have a good weekend.
All right, Paul. You too. I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Miss Kim in St. Rose. Hey, Miss Kim, how are you doing?
Well, happy birthday, Scoot.
Well, thank you. My birthday's Sunday, but I appreciate the call.
I know it is. December 7th. I remember.
Right. Well, I appreciate that. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, I'm gonna try and come visit you again soon.
Well, you're always welcome. You're always welcome.
I appreciate
Paul,
that.
Paul, I hear you in Lulin too. Mr. Paul, shout out to Jeff.
Okay.
And Scoot, I love you.
All right. Well, you know, Miss Kim, you know how I feel about you. I love you too, and you're an amazing woman, and I'm just so proud of you for having the attitude that you have, and you've been through such difficult times, and you're just an amazing human being, and I love to do what I can for you.
I appreciate you so much, honey. And have a good weekend.
Thank you, Miss Kim. I appreciate that. All right, so the Pelicans did it again. They blew a lead, went into overtime, and lost to the Timberwolves, 149 to 142. The Pelicans are missing free throws. They're missing easy shots. I don't know what's going on with this team, but it's not good. The Pelicans are $51 million over the cap. There are cities like Las Vegas and Seattle that are dying for a team. In fact, Seattle, I mentioned this earlier, Seattle spent about $2 billion redoing the arena where they play hockey, where the hockey team is. And so they've got the arena ready for a team. They are just ready for a team. And we're not showing up at the games. But I don't want to show up at games if the team's not even, you know, not even competitive. And there doesn't seem to be talk of a new coach. And I wonder if the Pelicans are holding off on even getting a new coach, not even spending the money until they're sure that things work out. But I have always felt like there was a dedication to keep the Pelicans here. And I'm sure they're going to still say that, but I can't help but think that this idea, well, maybe it's because there's no coach available. So what, we're going to throw away this season and not have a permanent coach? I mean, the players don't seem to be playing for the interim coach. And maybe it's time to trade Zion. He's always injured. They have a couple of other players who are key players who are injured. And, you know, if somebody, like, you know, tears their Achilles heel or their Achilles tendon, I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. If they have injuries, sometimes that just happens. But the Pelicans just consistently have injuries that just keep them out of it. And, you know, I love the Pelicans. I want them to be here, but I am a little concerned about the future. And that's not good for fans, and that's not going to get fans to show up if there's a concern for the future. And I think the Pelicans need to do a little bit to let us know that they are planning to stay here, if indeed they are. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens. But I sure hope they stay here, because I love having an NBA team. But fans aren't showing up, and I'm not encouraged to go spend the money to go to a game or take the time to go to a game, because they just don't seem to be competitive, and they find ways to lose. And you can't consistently miss free throws and expect to be a winning team. So I don't know what's going on, but I hope they stay. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
on WWL. Okay, it's a Friday afternoon, but soon this is going to evolve into a Friday night. Good time to have fun. All right, last night on Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys tried to make it a game, and they made it a game briefly in the second half, but Detroit beat Dallas 44-30. The game was in Detroit. And I'm glad I'm not around Jerry Jones right now because I don't think he's too happy. I don't know that the Cowboys are going to make it to the playoffs, even though they have the highest paid player in the NFL, the highest paid quarterback. I guess he's the highest paid player in the NFL, Dak Prescott. Let's go to Harvey. Herm, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot.
Yeah.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Okay, Scoot, you and I go back 50 years. I told this story once before. When you were on the rock station on the FM channel, right?
Yeah, okay.
Back in 74, 75.
Yeah.
You introduced the Brothers Johnson song, Get the Funk Out of My Face.
Yes.
And it stuck with me to this day. So, having said that, I want to say happy birthday, okay?
Well, thank you. My birthday is Sunday, and I appreciate that very much, Herm. And it's amazing. I hear things like this from a lot of people, and it's amazing that one thing that stands out in people's minds about shows that I've done in the past, and I mean, that was just such a simple thing. I mean, it was the song, and you know, but you remembered that, and it's amazing to me because I don't remember everything that I did, but it's right. Amazing that one thing that you remember, and I most appreciate that you're still listening today. That is a tremendous compliment, so thank
you. And I think, and Scoot, I think it was the word funk, right? F-U-N-K,
Yes.
Stuck with me.
That's what I said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're good. Happy birthday, Scoot.
Herm, thank you very much, and thank you for listening. I appreciate that. Do we have a couple of texts to get to?
PJ is listening today, and he says, thank you kindly for allowing me an opportunity to chime in on your show from time to time. Your show and WWL mean a lot to me as far as being able to remain connected with my beloved New Orleans. Warm aloha and mahalo.
That's amazing. So a listener in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in Hawaii.
It's awesome how people listen to this show all over the country. And yeah, for those of you who don't know, Hawaii is part of America. Not everybody. I know when they were doing the birth certificate controversy with Obama, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, they've got a birth certificate from Hawaii. Well, you see, I told you he wasn't born in this country.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, they got a good team. They just don't play defense. You can shoot your lights out all night, but they can't defend. That's their problem. They need a defensive coach.
Well, maybe so, and whatever they need, they should be able to figure it out. I mean, that's their business. They're in the business, but I you know, they do a lot of shooting, but they also miss a lot of shots. Well, I noticed the other night, and it was his first night back, but Zion's first night back, I guess he wasn't really battle ready because he hadn't been playing for a while, but he was missing layups and just really easy shots. But when the guy is on, when he's hot, he is incredible, and I am going to hate it if Zion Williamson ends up being traded because he's ineffective here, and what he's doing is he's protecting himself here, and when he gets to another team, he's going to totally kick ass. And I don't care what these people say. I care what they do. And he says he loves New Orleans and he says he loves it here. I hope he is telling the truth and being honest with us. But it's going to crush us if he goes somewhere else and does well. But I think, you know, the Pelicans would have to trade for $40 million. If they give him up, they would have to get $40 million in return for him, whether it's one player or two or three players. They have to make the deal for $40 million because that's what his salary is annually. So they would have to get a $40 million deal from another team. And I just, for whatever reason, Zion has been a total bust here.
Here is a text message from Ben in Houma. He says, happy birthday, Scoot, from Ben in Houma. Enjoy
thanks,
the occasion.
Ben. Yeah, Hawaii, Houma. They're listening everywhere.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
It was amazing.
Houma sounds a little, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
I don't know where that is.
But it's right here in America.
Here's a text from G-Man, who's hate listening today, as usual. Thank you, G-Man. He says, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. G-Man says, I haven't seen the soft shell shrimp in years, so you're safe, but you should try the chocolate oysters at Antoine's instead. It's called Oysters Fouché.
No, no. But you mean chocolate sauce with oysters?
What else could it mean?
No way.
No.
I don't even like the mole sauce that they have in Hispanic food, in Mexican food. I mean, if you like that, that's cool. But, man, I ordered chicken mole once, and I had no idea that the chicken was going to be covered with chocolate sauce. And that just was not my thing.
Mole sauce sounds a little, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it might be a little bit out there.
You pull a little Frasier.
I would try a chocolate oyster.
No, I
don't think
no
I would like it, but... I would be willing to try it. Only because it's at Antoine's. Like, you know, they're not clowning at Antoine's. They're not going to serve up something that most people aren't going to be like, it's okay.
But if I want oysters and chocolate, I'm going to eat the oyster and then eat the chocolate. It's that simple. I just don't think about putting those two things together.
Scoot found a way to outsmart oysters
for
sure.
I guess. And soft shell crawfish, there's too much junk in the head. I don't want to eat all that. But, you know, like the guy said, man, you fry it and, you know, who the hell knows what's going on with it. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be back to wrap up the show. But don't forget to join us at the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. It's moved to Sunday, starts at 12:30, rolls through the French Quarter, goes by Jackson Square, and then downtown New Orleans. It starts at 12:30. And this is all in conjunction with the Downtown Development District and Kern Studios. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1980, John Lennon gave his last interview to Rolling Stone magazine. It was his last interview because 3 days later, he was killed. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Saints legend Deuce McAllister, voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, doing the Fans and the Pros show live from Rouse's Market on Ferret Street. That's coming up next. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. If you haven't done it yet, join me on Substack. Download the app, search Scoot on the Air, and comment on what we post. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.